Coupling these data points with designing innovative ways to tap into all that CO2 and compress it, we could be looking at lush greenhouses teeming with bio-life on Mars. But don't start ticking off a checklist for your Mars vacation just yet. Making a journey to Mars isn't just about reaching there. It's also about overcoming the challenges to survive on a planet that's inherently hostile to us. The Martian gravity, just about 38% of Earth's, would require a significant adjustment too. But here comes the savior we need, SpaceX. Musk and his team have been tirelessly working on addressing various issues with the Starship's design. For instance, the concept of hot staging, which means the second stage engines would ignite while still tethered to the booster, has been incorporated. These and more such innovative strategies are all geared towards getting us to Mars and back, and doing that with quick turnaround between launches. So far, Musk has been quite bullish about the Mars timelines, predicting that a spacecraft could land on Mars in the next 3 to 4 years. Despite some skeptics challenging the feasibility of his colonization approach, the man is undeterred. If anything, his determination only seems to grow stronger with every passing day.